Okay, so we left off just the very end of the sugya. We talked about the end of the shiur yesterday. How to read that Gemara said is machas navav. And the Gemara asked two questions, both about a harug being yatzil and about a nirv being yatzil. So it wasn't clear whether either of those questions had anything at all to do with sone. Tosfos thought that maybe the harug case was the case of a sone. Maybe. Even that Tosfos wasn't sure. Maybe the reason why the harug was possible was for a totally different reason. I do it so, nay. The reason why, because it was a treifa. So we said at the end of the shiur yesterday, based more later on in Sanhedrin, that a treifa wouldn't be acceptable to be made because it's an eidah shetayach lazima. It's a little bit of a complicated eidah shetayach lazima, but afa pichein, it falls into the category of an eidah shetayach lazima. Fine. So with that assumption that a treifa is possible to be an aid, oh, I feel like the mark is left in my office. I'm going to go run. That which Tosfos is suggesting that a treifa is the source of the problem, and treifa, the Gemara does say the favor is possible to be an aid because of Eidah Shetayach Lazima. So the Ramah has a somewhat of a strange comment in the Darkei Moshe. Ramah writes that Bamed the Ramah Murim that a treifa is possible to be an aid because we all know a treifa is a chisar shikach. It's a chisar of Eidah Shetayach Lazima. So Zach the Ramah, Bamed the Ramah Murim by Dinei Nefashos. It's not a problem. Again, there is a Gemara explicitly in Sanhedrin that says a treifa is possible lahayid. Zach the Ramah. By dinim nefashos is possible, but by dinim mamonis, it's okay. Why is it okay? So if I already ask you, why is it a right that a treifa is kosher to be an aid for dinim mamonis? So the Ramah says a very, very startling reason. The Ramah says, well, the whole din of eidah she'etech lazima doesn't apply by dinim mamonis. There's no such din of Eidah Shetayach Lazima by dinim mamonis. Ad kan divrei Ramah. Now, why that should or should not be true is a topic in of itself, but it's quite a statement. It's quite a startling statement that the Ramah made, that the reason why a treif is kosher lahoy by dinim mamonis is because there's no din of Eidah Shetayach Lazima, and you can begin to extrapolate to many, many, many other possible applications of that halacha that is so startling that the Shach says it's not true. Says the Shach, the din is true, but the rationale that the Ramah gave is not true. Says the Shach, it is true that by dinim mamonis, a treifa is kosher. That is true. But not because there's no din of Eidah Shetayach Lazima by dinim mamonis. Why is it true? Why is the din true without the reason being true? Why is it okay if a treifa comes and says that Reuven broke Shimon's window, we're going to accept the Eidah wholeheartedly? And that does not indicate that there's no din of Eidah Shetayach Lazima. Because it's Yochel Hazima. What made a treifa not Yochel Hazima? What was the reason why Eidah of a treifa is not Yochel Hazima? Because if two Eidim come and try to say that he was an Eidah Zaymeim, they're not coming to kill him. Because when you try to kill a treifa, that's not called killing somebody. So that's what made an Eidah Shetayach Lazima. But if I make a treifa pay $100, I can do that. There's nothing wrong with making a treifa. Nothing wrong with a treifa paying $100. Nothing wrong with making a treifa pay $100. That can happen. So the reason why Eidus of a treifa happened to have qualified as Eidus Shetayach Lazima was something which was just a quirk and didn't nefarshus because of a treifa's status as a gavra ketila. But if that reason falls by the wayside, so then itaka is avshel hazima. So the Ramah drew a very, very conclusion from that din that the fact that Eidus of a treifa is kashrut mamonis, lahoyed v'mayadim, says the Shach. But I call part again. That was just the shirayim of yesterday. But there's one last of the shirayim and the shirayim before we move on to the next sugya. Tosfos was searching for reasons that a harug is possibly aidus. The Gemara asks, "Am I at the harug yatzil?" So we know for a fact that harug is possible. So Tosfos is just not quite sure why. One possibility, Tosfos said, maybe it's based on Sone. And again, that was a very questionable remember from yesterday. Why was that so questionable, Sone? Because why was that such a questionable reason? Who says Sone is possibly Eidus altogether? So the Marashah said, yes, following Rabbi Yehuda. And we said, well, maybe not. Maybe it's Sone Gomer. It was a questionable reason, Sone. Then Tosfos comes up with another reason. Well, maybe it's Treifa, right? So Tosfos is searching and searching and searching for reasons why the Harug should be possible. I have a very, very simple reason. Much simpler than to go down the route of Sone, which is Machlokes HaTorim, but simpler than to confuse the Treif and Eidah Chazima. I have a better reason. I'll tell you much, much more, a better reason why a Harug is possible. Why? Even if he's alive. even though Tzad Barak is still alive. Again, depending on the Rashbam and Taisus, whether it was a possible B'shas or B'shas Agada, who's going to tell me a much simpler reason? But I'm shocked at this to me. What? He's about Dover. He's about Shabbat Yom Chabal Dover. What is that? I come to Beis Din and I say, I hereby want to give Eidus. What's the Eidus? That Reuven broke my window. What the sugar? A guy walks to Beis Din and said, I want to give Eidus that somebody killed me or wounded me to the point where he's about to die. But the Eidus is the Chabal Dover. That's what I would have said. And strangely enough, Tosfos didn't say that. Tosfos had so many different options available for them. Sinai with his problems, and Treifa with his problems, and they didn't go down the obvious route called Baldover. Why not? Why didn't Tosfos go down the route of Baldover? Zochta Mordechai, what do you see from this Tosfos? That a Nirtzach, a Horuk, is not a Baldover. That's not called a Baldover. The word of Baldover means? Baldover means, if I say, you broke a window, I'm a baldov. You know why? Because I'm going to get something. If you end up losing the case, you're going to have to pay me $100 for the window. What am I going to get out of my edus that you're going to hereby become chayav based on my edus? You're going to be chayav what? Mister, how's that going to help me? How's that going to help me? Is that going to help me? You know, Nebuch, you hear this all the time. You know, when you hear these court cases or these murder cases 20 years later that the family says, you know, it was finally brought in hand, but tachlis, at the end of the day, it doesn't do anything for the Nirtzach. This guy's dead anyway. So this Nishkin Baldover, Zok de Mordechai, a Nirtzach is not a Baldover. There's no such thing as a Baldover. It's in a moment. There's no Baldover in the Nefashos. So you're probably wondering, okay, that's nice and cute. You know, Tosfos seems to be assuming that he's not a Baldover. Maybe others disagree with the Tosfos. The Mordechai is the point. It's all very nice. Nafkamina for what? Nafkamina for can the Nirtzach come to bathe in on his last breath and testify? I mean, come on, that's not exactly what's too exciting for us. But this does open up a tremendous shaila. Whether the Nirtzach is a Baldover. What's the real shaila? What's the real shaila? This could be a lemaisa shaila. Not whether the Nirtzach could be made, but who could be made? It's Krovim. What about the brother of the Nirtzach who walks to the Beis Din and says, I saw you killed my brother. Is that a kosher eidus or not? Can a carve of a Nirtzach be made or not? If you hold that a Nirtzach is a Baldover, it's a Baldover, so then you're a relative of one of the Baldover. Well, you can't be made to one of the Baldover. But if you hold that the concept of Baldover just doesn't make any sense by the Nefashos, because you're not going to gain anything anyway out of the case, so then, Enochadami, then the brother is not a Treifa, the brother's okay, he's in good health, he's working out of the gym, he looks good. Is a Sinai? We're not even sure a Sinai is really a possible. So if you go down the route of Tosfos, that the reason why the Horog is possible was pure technicality of Treifa, but Sinai doesn't really exist, and Baldover doesn't really exist, so then it'll come out, as the Mordechai says, the Krev HaNirtzach can be made. Then what's it in America? Can a relative testify to murder trial? Yep. See from here, the hell like the Mordechai. Can a relative testify to Mummonis trial? Yeah, okay, so it's not right, okay. But the look at Suya that you couldn't testify to Mummon Israel, so you could testify to at a Nefash Israel. That's what the Mordechai says, a Chiddush Gadol. He's not considered to be the Baldover. Quite a Chiddush. Who disagrees with this, by the way? No, who disagrees with the Mordechai? The Mordechai is saying, well, Tosfos said, Treifa said, Chornei, they didn't say Baldover. That he's not called a Baldover. Who disagrees? Who does say that a Nirtzach is called a Baldover? Who says that a Nirtzach is called a Baldover? Who remembers? Nobody remembers? Oh, come on, guys, gotta remember. Guys, gotta remember. What was the Gemara's question? Elamayata, Horigyatziel. What was the Gemara's answer? From behind. What was the final answer? From Makaibda. What was the Machlekes that we showed? What did Makaibda means? So Tosfos said, close to the name of the Re, that means Eda made in contrast to an Eda Roa. But what did the Ravid hold? The Ravid said the reason why you don't say Nimtzach Karv Apostle because he's so puzzled that he's not even an eight altogether. What is he? He's a what? He's a Baldover. That's exactly what the Ravid said. That was the Gemara's answer. That B'mekai B'davar Kas B'davar means the Nirtzach is so bad a psul that he's a Baldover psul. He's so out of the parsha Therefore, he's not an eidah altogether. He's like the two people in the one month you come to Beis Din together. So the fact that the monkey says that Reuben killed Shimon, that's not nimtzach echem an eidim karva posel. So the Ravid is learning that he's so posel that he's not an eid posel altogether. So where is the Mordechai was assuming that a nirtzach is not a baldover altogether? The concept of baldover doesn't make any sense. The Ravid learns that's exactly what the psul is. That's exactly what the Gemara is talking about. So this Mordechai is very, very questionable. But I call upon him, again, this is all revolving around this question, what exactly is the problem with the Harug? What exactly was the problem with the Nirva? Which is all throwback to our original question as to what exactly qualifies as a Rasha, Nirva L'Ratza, Nirva L'Aynes, Rasha Nechamas, Rava, everything we've been talking about up to now. So the final touches, again, we just put on the Tzikim Maseches Machis Devav.
You suggest that even if the Nirtzach isn't about that, or that by definition, the near tough code should be valid.
But why? The question is, why? How could you be a karav of? You could,
no, not in karav. I mean, they're
Baladover.
Because they want the guy killed.
The near tough also, in theory, wants the guy killed, but that's not called baladover. Baladover means you have to get something from it. I don't know. Not sure. No, gay baladover. I don't know. Think about that. I don't know.
That means by the only baladover is there.
Yeah.
Because he's the only one
that's
in the game, his life.
Right, that's right. Maybe, right. There's only one, it's him against. Right. There is no but the concept of Bali Dover, it means by Mamanus. That's what the Mordechai said.
Doesn't Howard Gemara and Sanhedrin, Rabbi Yosef, show that you wouldn't be a Bali Dover on those cases? Because when you get.
Well, these are Nirvas. Rabbi Yosef is not talking about Ritzicha.
It's not Ritzicha, but it's not.
So it's okay, but I'm not sure it's the same. Ritzicha, one can argue that. You took away my life, and now I have a tree against you, so to speak. So, normally, you broke my window, so I have a tree against you to pay me $100. You took away my life, I have a tree against you to take away your life, in effect. That's like the model of those who would say that you're a baldover.
And by onso, why
would onso, you didn't have a favor with me. It's a tree against you. I'm not sure what's different. I'm not sure what's different. Yeah.
The whole idea of baldover only actually being made in Beis Din. If you just die anyway, then why does it matter if he's a baldover? The whole point of baldover is that he's going to lie in court, he's going to want to win the case. But he's not going to Beis Din in the first place.
No, but that's a Nimtzach Karav Apostle question. I mean, if you really hold that Nimtzach Karav Apostle means that Eid HaRoa is also a problem, so if you're Apostle, then you're Apostle. What you're really saying is that you're saying a Baal Dover is not really Apostle, he's just a Chashash Meshaker, and a Chashash Meshaker, you don't say Nimtzach Karav Apostle. That's what you wanted to say. Right? That's what the Shagas Ari says in a little bit of a different context. We have to wait till it's maybe the last year for June's month, so can you hang in there? Okay, you come back? We married already? Come back? Okay, good. Okay, everybody say, about to begin the next video. Don't think we're going to forget about Lachas Davar. It's coming back to us again, but we're going to start the next video.